Please open your church bulletins for our call to worship. It's taken from Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11.
Please rise.
Philippians 2. Because of his obedient death on the cross, God exalted Jesus to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. And every tongue confess that
Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Please turn in your hymnals to number 10, Majesty, and then we will be moving to number 83, There's Something About That Name.
This morning is a part of a poem from James Weldon Johnson. Let's pray. O Lord, we come this morning, knee bowed and body bent, before thy throne of grace. O Lord, this morning bow our hearts beneath our knees, and our knees in some lonesome valley. We come this morning like empty pitchers to a full fountain, with no merits of our own. O Lord, open up a window of heaven. Lean out far over the battlements of glory and listen this morning as your children pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please be seated. And Mike Collins has our scripture reading this morning.
Good morning again. Today's scripture reading is Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11, which you can find on page 118 in the Pew Bible. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
Please turn in your hymnals to number 299. In the name of the Lord.
Prayer concerns, please send them forward now. Just if you've written them on the green slip or one of the others. And there was another announcement from this morning. Monday Bible study at the Stone's house will be canceled tomorrow due to the storm, but next Monday they'll meet at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. next Monday, not tomorrow. Thank you. Krista asked our prayer for her grandmother, Patricia Wilkie, who was admitted to the hospital yesterday with a GI bleed. And Joy asked that we continue to pray for her friend Joanne. She's having surgery the 14th to place more stents and pray that she makes it through the surgery with increased heart strength. She's the one who had the heart attacks that was mentioned in the bulletin before. We also want to remember Barbara Miller, who is in the hospital, and Maureen Willett, who recently went through a hip surgery and is now at Colonial Nursing Home, and Heidi Collins, who was in and out of the hospital with some stomach issues. Let's pray together. Father, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to your throne of grace and thank you that you bless us when we do. With the assurance that our prayers are heard, we do not come on our own merit because of our own righteousness or our own good deeds, but because of what Jesus has done perfectly for us and in accomplishing a full and eternal salvation for us on the cross by his death and resurrection. We give you thanks today for the faith we share. We give you thanks for the confidence our faith gives us in this world. For you are the sovereign God, Lord, over all creation, and we praise you today. And we thank you for the opportunity to come and worship you as your children. Lord, we lift to you Barbara and Heidi and Maureen. We lift to you David and Cindy's mom and Laura Nadell and others on our list, Lord, who need your touch of healing. And we would add to these prayers a prayer for Joanne, having surgery to put more stents in her heart, and that you would give her the healing and strength she needs. You'd bless Patricia Wilkie with recovery from this issue that's put her in the hospital as well. We're grateful to you, Lord, for the hospitals and those who staff them, who are there for us in our times of need. And we pray that your healing grace will touch each person and you'll give wisdom to their doctors and nurses, that they might be treated with skill and compassion. Lord, we lift to you the search for the settled pastor. Profile has gone out, and we pray, O God, that you will continue to work in the heart of the person you are choosing for this place. And that at the proper time, you will bring together the candidate of your choosing and this congregation. And I pray you will continue to keep us faithful in praying for that person and for this process to come to a successful and fruitful conclusion. Lord God Almighty, you alone are the sovereign God, enthroned in glory and ruling over all you have made. Rulers of earth serve your will, even when they do not acknowledge it. So we pray that the leaders of every nation will do what promotes peace and security for all the peoples of earth. We pray for our nation that every elected official will be wise enough to know what is right and bold enough to pursue what is right. We ask you to restrain human pride and partisan animosity.